This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
I'm Barb Magella, and you're listening to Strange Brew. Tonight, I'll be reading fake news stories, totally false and outrageously bogus, from April 2024, TheOnion.com. The Onion news stories do, on occasion, contain language and content that some might find offensive. I hope you'll enjoy the program. From TheOnion.com, local. Dad blows through 10 of child's snack packs in one sitting. April 22nd, 2024, Aurora, Illinois. Wondering aloud to himself why they made those things so damn small, local dad Henry Jackson reportedly blew through 10 of his child's snack packs in one sitting Monday. "God damn, no matter how many of these things I eat, I'm still hungry," said the father of two, who in the span of a single commercial break between TV shows ate several chocolate and vanilla pudding cups. "Seriously, look at this. Each of these containers has about one bite of pudding, and these Ritz Bits packs have like three crackers each. I know we send the kids to school with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but this isn't doing shit for me." At press time, Jackson could be heard arguing that those things were a total ripoff, while his wife berated him for eating everything she'd planned to pack in their children's lunches the next day. From TheOnion.com, local. Skydiving instructor not opening parachute until you change tone. April 22, 2024, Salisbury, North Carolina. Stressing that he did not need to put up with that kind of attitude, a local skydiving instructor reported Monday that he was not going to open the parachute until you changed your tone. "To be honest, I feel like I deserve more respect than what you're giving me right now, especially when you're the one asking me for a favor," mid-air parachute operator Chip Lorenz said in a polite but firm voice, explaining that your screams were not only unnecessary but also highly inconsiderate. "I hear what you're saying, and I can see this is very important to you. While the concern and anxiety you're experiencing right now are totally valid, that doesn't mean you're allowed to take those feelings out on me. You're doing a lot of yelling as we plummet toward the ground, but nowhere in all those shouts have I heard the word please. Now, I'm going to need to hear an apology, or we're just going to continue our current free fall at approximately 120 miles per hour. At press time, sources confirmed Lorenz had sighed and opened the parachute after deciding, "Please, please, please, I don't want to die, don't let me die, please," was the best he was going to get. From TheOnion.com, breaking news. Nation's therapists refuse to see you anymore because you scare them. April 22, 2024, Denver. Insisting a third party be present when they made the announcement, the nation's therapists held a press conference Monday in which they refuse to see you anymore because you scare them. "I'm sorry, but it frightens us how disturbed and unwell you are, and because of that, we cannot continue on with you as our client," said psychologist Peter Sanders, echoing the sentiments of thousands of therapists across the country who have emphasized their need to set firm boundaries given your unbalanced mental state and, frankly, repulsive collection of neurotic behaviors. "While we admit we don't exactly know what your problem is, we can say with certainty that treating it is beyond the scope of our profession. We've already given BetterHelp a heads up about you to make sure none of our colleagues make the same mistake we did. So don't waste your time trying to transfer to another provider." At press time, most of the nation's therapists have been forced to surrender their credentials for being foolish enough to think they could help you with any of your hopeless and unnerving personal issues. From TheOnion.com, local. Clear why woman thought things she just pushed out of vagina would be cute. April 22, 2024, Redwood City, California. As the woman held her newborn baby for the first time and acknowledged that she wasn't exactly sure what she was expecting, sources confirmed Monday that it was unclear why local 36-year-old Rose Jeffries thought the thing she pushed out of her vagina would be cute. "Well, I guess that's egg on my face, because I genuinely thought this purplish lump I've been growing inside me for the past 9 months would be adorable," said Jeffries, observing that in retrospect, she probably should have known, given that every other time she's gone to the hospital and had something removed from her body, it's been totally hideous. "I've had loads of things come out of my vagina, but I would never call any cysts, growths, or human waste cute. I guess I thought this time would be different, but this might be the ugliest thing my body's made yet." At press time, Jeffries added that she wasn't sure why she thought any good could come from having a hairy, out-of-shape man repeatedly shove his penis inside her. From TheOnion.com, breaking news. Quiz: could you serve on Donald Trump's jury? April 17, 2024. Take our test to see if you're enough of a shameless, unethical degenerate to serve on the jury of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York. Have you taken the red pill and awakened to the reality that men are enslaved by women in our woke feminist prison colony society? If so, then you are possibly too awake to adequately judge Donald Trump. Better go home, drink Mountain Dew, and play some Destiny 2 until he gives you the signal to begin the revolution. Have you or a relative ever been employed in the U.S. legal field? Dedication to the rule of law indicates a strong bias against individuals who wish to break those laws. Can you give us an assurance that you will be fair and impartial and not base your decision in this case upon a bias or prejudice in favor of or against a person who may appear in this trial on account of that person's race, color, national origin, ancestry, gender, gender identity or expression, religion, religious practice, age, sexual orientation, or political views? Trump's attorneys have promised to disqualify anyone who doesn't consciously harbor at least half a dozen of these biases. Are you married? Commitment to the institution of matrimony is seen as highly prejudicial against a man who despises the idea of ever being tied down. Have you previously heard of Donald Trump? If not, consider yourself an ideal juror and one lucky son of a bitch. Are you less than 8 months old? Prospective jurors under 8 months old are not permitted to serve due to their lack of object permanence. How do you feel about threats against you and your family's life? Acceptable responses include "cool with it" and "I'll try anything once." Have you or a relative ever been convicted of falsifying business documents to suppress politically unfavorable information? If so, you're legally required to give Trump some free legal pointers. Can anything ever truly be known in this crazy world? Whoa, man, that's deep. Forget about the jury. The trial is off. We got to think about some shit. Are you or one of your relatives from one of the shithole countries? Trump's legal team hopes to claim individuals from countries he despises are not his peers and therefore cannot judge him. Have you ever been accused or convicted of a crime? Nice try, Mr. Bannon. The judge recognized your liver spots from a mile away. Are you a shoe? If you said yes, you are disqualified. Legally, shoes cannot be jurors, not even sneakers or pumps. Are you prone to redness, swelling, and/or sudden and severe pain in your feet and ankles? If so, you may be showing signs of gout. Ask your doctor if Glowperba is right for you. Also, you've been selected for the jury. Can you give us assurance that you will not discuss this case on AM radio conservative call-in shows? Violating the courtroom exclusive granted to regional talk show hosts with high blood pressure would garner you an immediate jury disqualification. How many of your abortions has Donald Trump personally paid for? There's no one in Manhattan who can truthfully say less than 3. Have you had any romantic entanglements with Lady Liberty that would make you biased in favor of the prosecution? Despite the fact that your 4-month fling 20 years ago with Libertas herself is unlikely to cloud your judgment, you would still likely be disqualified. Are you America's mayor? Sorry, but Rudy Giuliani is ineligible to serve on the jury due to the judge's understanding that he is only after the $40 daily payment. Did you vote for Winfield Scott in the 1852 election, and or have you promoted the Whig Party's political activity in any material way? If you answered that you aided Old Fuss and Feathers in his peaceful resolution to the Pig War in 1859, you would be disqualified from the jury. How much cash do you have on you right now? Can I have $10? Anyone who will not open their wallet and give the judge $10 so he can buy himself a sandwich must immediately leave the courtroom. From TheOnion.com, local. Woman lured into dark alley by sign reading self-defense class. April 19th, 2024, Philadelphia. Her footsteps echoing in the night as she wandered down the unlit side street, local woman Caitlin Morgan was reportedly lured into a dark alley Friday by a sign reading, "Free self-defense class for women." "Free self-defense class this way? Don't mind if I do," said Morgan, who delightedly followed the arrow pointing down the dirty alleyway and hurried forward as she spotted the shadow of a few dozen hulking figures cast on the brick wall ahead. "Hello, is anyone down there? I'm interested in learning jiu-jitsu. I'm so glad the class is free, even though by chance I just happened to be carrying an enormous amount of cash here in my purse. Am I almost to the empowerment yet?" At press time, Morgan had been jumped by a group of women trained in Krav Maga. From TheOnion.com, local. Man being crucified by Romans keeps arrogantly comparing his plight to Jesus. April 19th, 2024, Rome. Following comments that drew an immediate backlash for what critics called an inappropriate and self-serving analogy, sources confirmed Friday that Zebedee Peters, a man who is currently being crucified by the Romans, has continued to arrogantly compare his plight to that of Jesus Christ. "Look, I feel for the guy, but it's a little conceited to compare yourself to the Son of God just because the Roman authorities ordered you tortured and crucified, isn't it?" said Rome resident Roberto Bassani, who rolled his eyes as the man trudged through the streets carrying a cross and wearing a crown of thorns, while locals spat upon him and mocked his sufferings. "I just can't believe anyone would shout out, 'Isn't this exactly that which was done to Christ in the year 2024? Like, seriously, who does that? No one has even soaked a sponge in vinegar and lifted it to his lips. Clearly, this is nothing like the experience of Jesus. Given that Peters was crucified while on the right of 2 other prisoners, Bassani observed that it would really be more historically accurate to compare him to Saint Dismas, the penitent thief. From TheOnion.com, breaking news. Trump held in contempt of court after stabbing Michael Cohen to death with ballpoint pen. April 23, 2024, New York. Violating the judge's order prohibiting the former president from killing his one-time fixer, Donald Trump was held in contempt of court Tuesday after stabbing Michael Cohen to death with a ballpoint pen. Given the defendant's willful and repeated refusal to comply with this court's instructions not to shank a witness in the throat, I hold Mr. Trump in contempt of court, said Judge Juan Merchan, responding to Trump's assertion that he was perfectly within his First Amendment rights to snuff out Cohen's life using the tip of a cheap Bic pen. Though this court exercised leniency when the defendant strangled the witness known as Stormy Daniels with his bare hands, let this be a warning to the offending party that any further murders will not be tolerated. Defendant Donald Trump is hereby ordered to pay a fine of $1,000 for each day he continues to use office writing implements to mutilate the late Mr. Cohen before finally leaving him for the vultures. At press time, Judge Merchan claimed failure to comply with the contempt ruling, which bars Trump from desecrating the corpse of his former lawyer with whatever office supplies he has on hand during the trial, could result in probation. From TheOnion.com, local. Damning new report finds someone not wearing the shirt wife picked out for them. April 22nd, 2024, Carmel, Indiana. Though they had previously approved the style and color, a damning new report released Monday found that someone wasn't wearing the shirt their wife picked out for them. Sources confirmed that someone, who shall remain nameless, had shown up to a nice dinner party in a shirt that was not the one from the link their wife showed them, which they had definitely given a thumbs up to and agreed to wear before driving to Glenn and Mary's house. According to sources, for some reason, a certain someone failed to do the only thing they had to do that day, which was to go home after work and change into the new shirt that their wife ordered online, which was already freshly pressed and laid out on the bed for them. Unless, sources speculated, this ungrateful person went out of their way not to wear it on purpose, with absolutely no regard for their wife's feelings, time, or energy, despite the shirt being very expensive and of a nice material. At press time, new evidence suggested that someone had, for some godforsaken reason, chosen to wear the ratty button-down an old girlfriend had given them. From TheOnion.com, local. Attention-seeking friend obviously hoping someone will ask where other arm went. April 18th, 2024, Champaign, Illinois. As she struggled to pull open the cafe door with an armful of books, friends of local woman Fila Torres reported Wednesday that the drama queen was, as usual, seeking everyone's attention and obviously hoping the sad display would lead to one of them asking where her other arm went. "Oh, Lord, I wonder what's wrong with her now," one of Torres's friends said to the group seated at a coffee shop table, all of them rolling their eyes as the recent amputee walked in, adjusted the bandage on her cauterized wound, asked if anyone wanted anything, and went to the counter to place her order. "This is so like her, always trotting out a new ailment to garner our sympathy. I love her, but I only have so much energy for her constant neediness. Remember when she showed up to my graduation missing an eye? Made the whole night about herself and some car accident she was apparently in, and how her vision would supposedly never be the same. Look, I'm sorry, but if you just got mugged and you're bleeding out from a knife wound, maybe read the room first and think about keeping it to yourself. All right, when she gets back, nobody ask her what happened. We have to stop enabling her." At press time, Torres' friends were reportedly telling her they didn't have the emotional bandwidth to listen to her vent about how she had just lost most of her family in a mass shooting. From TheOnion.com, local. Dad gives knowing nod to family also dealing with whiny little shit. April 16th, 2024, Cleveland. In a sign of solidarity to a nearby child-burdened party attempting to eat breakfast in peace at a local IHOP, 43-year-old Father Greg Markey reportedly gave a knowing nod Tuesday to another family also dealing with a whiny little shit. "Uh-huh, you too, huh," the dead-eyed father reportedly mouthed, looking away from his own sniveling fuck of a toddler to express wordless empathy for the family. "What's that, Dylan? No, you're right. It isn't fair that you can't get both a scrambled egg and the apple cinnamon pancakes, but you'll have to decide for yourself. I know the world isn't fair. It's tough, kiddo." At press time, the mother of the other whiny little shit had reportedly mimed blowing her own brains out, thereby producing a moment of levity for Markey before he returned to his own miserable existence. From TheOnion.com, local. Sharpshooting mom snipes bread out of daughter's hands from 800 meters away. April 17, 2024, Dublin, California. Seconds after the small red dot from a laser-sighted weapon appeared on a slice of complimentary focaccia, witnesses at local restaurant Berevino reported Tuesday they had seen sharpshooting mother Kathy Denton snipe the bread out of her daughter's hands from 800 meters away. "Everyone be very careful. No sudden movements toward the bread basket," said 31-year-old Moira Denton, covered in breadcrumbs from a silent blast that reportedly originated from a rooftop a half mile down the street, where her 54-year-old mother was watching through the scope of an M2010 enhanced sniper rifle as part of a covert mission to protect her child from anything that might go straight to her hips. It's not safe for any of us to go near carbs when my mother is armed and within range. Quick, send back that bruschetta so she doesn't break out the flash bombs. Then just stay calm, head slowly to the salad bar, and everyone should get out of this lunch unharmed. At press time, reports confirmed the restaurant had been evacuated after servers found a remote detonation device attached to a nearby table's plate of linguine. From TheOnion.com, local. Subway manager shows new hire how to properly soak bread in mop water. April 16, 2024, Lebanon, Indiana. Noting that the sandwich-making technique was simple but might take a few tries to master, local Subway manager Keith Unger showed a new hire Tuesday how to properly soak bread in mop water. So first things first, you're going to want to take your stale, hardened roll and then dunk it over and over in the dirtiest janitor's bucket you can find, said Unger, who proceeded to demonstrate the technique on a piece of bread he pulled directly from the garbage. I know this may seem like a lot to remember, but believe me, you'll be saturating our moldy, cockroach-filled bread with gallons of mop water like a pro in no time. Also, don't be afraid to push it down to the bottom of the bucket, because that's where you can find the best gunk. Unger then went on to recommend that if the new hire couldn't find a bucket, a clogged toilet would work in a pinch. From TheOnion.com, breaking news. Everything we know about Arizona's 1864 abortion ban. April 12, 2024. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled that a Civil War-era near-total abortion ban is law. The Onion provides in-depth analysis of everything we know about Arizona's 1864 abortion law. Arizona wasn't a state yet. Luckily, the Arizona Supreme Court believes statehood begins at conception. It's written in old-timey language. Women are exclusively referred to as varmints throughout the law's text. The Civil War was when women's rights peaked. In 1864, women actually had far more rights than men, who at the time weren't even allowed to vote. It includes a special provision for the case of rape. If the pregnancy is a result of rape, the mother and her rapist will share a jail cell. Crumbled into dust the second the justices took it out of its case. Although the bill dissolved when Arizona Chief Justice Robert M. Brutinel removed it from its protective chamber, he did go on to say, oops, and stress that he had read it a bunch and pretty much remembered everything it said. It says a baby is conceived when God done put it there. Unsurprisingly, science wasn't as advanced back then. There is an exception to save the woman's life. See, it's not so bad. Once again, these sluts are overreacting. Each individual sperm is granted the right of secession. The only case in which a pregnancy can legally be terminated is if a sovereign sperm decides to secede from the egg. Temperatures in Arizona have risen about 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit since the beginning of the 20th century. Just seems like something they should be taking action on instead of this. It's up to the states to decide how to torture women. Since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, it's now up to states to figure out new, exciting, and fucked up ways to ruin women's lives. Rape and incest are chill there. It's even become the cornerstone of the state's new national tourism campaign. Requires all women who get abortions to also receive an emergency tree panning. Legislators in 1864 required all women to have a hole bored through their skull in order to cleanse their head of demons. The law specifically calls out those sluts at ASU. Even though the school would not be formed until 1885, the law knew these women were built differently. Written in forgotten eldritch tongue. Long before English became the language of the land in the early 20th century, a strange and unnameable language was used that caused the eyes of those who read it to openly bleed and drove mad anyone who dared speak its syllables aloud. Any woman, regardless of whether they've had an abortion, can be prosecuted under the 1864 law. Best not to take chances when dealing with a permanent underclass. All aborted fetuses were conscripted into the Civil War. Regardless of how developed their fetus was at the time, women were required to put it in an army uniform and give it a musket. Party schools are not pleased. Without abortions, they'd lose tuition from half of each class. It adds a part to the Hippocratic Oath about how abortion is a sin. In Arizona, when doctors take the Hippocratic Oath, they have to acknowledge that God will smite them for saving a woman's life. And that's all we have time for tonight. You've been listening to Strange Brew with totally fake news stories from April 2024, TheOnion.com. I hope you enjoyed the program and you'll tune in again to Strange Brew next Friday when I'll be reading unusual, interesting, and completely factual stories from mentalfloss.com. Until then, this is Barb Magella wishing you a good evening and a great week.